So tip culture is kind of a thing that has been going on now for several years. Like, I feel like it started ramping up just after the pandemic.
And well, yeah, and now I'm seeing it even with the person that's just taking your order at fast food joints. Now
really?
You're supposed to tip them too.
Mm.
Like, I tipped $4 to the person taking the order.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, yesterday.
So our listener Lindsay reached out and thought she did the right thing at the masseuse, but apparently maybe not.
Okay. So she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, got an advice question. How much do you tip for a massage?
Okay.
I gave a 20% tip and she looked at it and asked me, are you sure?
Mm.
She's an independent masseur at one of those shared space locations, so she doesn't have a corporate overlord.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 90-minute full-body massage for $110. I tipped $25.
I feel like $25 is more than 20%, isn't it?
I feel like, yeah.
Because 11 times 2, 22. That 22 would be 20%, right?
Yeah, so she did over.
A little over 20%.
That, I feel like that's appropriate.
I, like... is it different with different things? Like, yeah, sure, I understand, you know, specialized sort of services that you may be doing, like maybe a salon, a hairdresser, a massage, a masseuse, something like that might be different than like food service, but I still don't think 20% is that bad.
I felt like that was generous.
Because I feel like the standard,
like,
now,
you know, that maybe she was treated like, yeah, that's not enough.
Yeah. The standard used to be 15, right? And then people slowly started kind of making the standard 20% as far as a tip goes. So I feel like, Lindsay, you were all right to tip that much. And of course, if you enjoyed it, you know, I mean, I guess a tip is the... What the person who's receiving the goods and services, a like gesture of, hey, you know what, this was good, this was good service, this is for you, you know, this is like an extra little bit good for you. So maybe the masseuse took it as almost an offense that you didn't like it enough to tip more. But then what was she expecting, I wonder?
Exactly. Where is the line then of being acceptable if it's not over 20%?
All right. So I don't know. I guess Kelly and I are both saying that yeah, I mean, I think 20,
you did well.
20% is fine. And in fact, $25 on a $110 service is more than 20% as it is. So I don't know necessarily what to say beyond just, if you enjoyed it, maybe consider more. I don't know. I mean,
that's a lot. Yeah. It's already an expensive service. So I think she
I mean, but a good massage from a licensed masseuse, I mean, that's life changing. So I mean,
sure.
that can certainly be well worth the money. I'm not taking anything away from that. And a licensed masseuse knows right where to like stick their elbow and get you in good, you know, and release the toxins in your muscles and things like that, make you feel all better. So yeah, I mean, I understand that.
So what should she have done? $30?
Did she tip 25 after she asked, are you sure?
I don't know. I'm not sure. She said I tipped $25.
Yeah, I tipped $25. And so I'm not sure if she
gave more money after that.
Yeah. I will say that sometimes on those things that say, all right, this is going to ask you a few questions.
Yes.
and they
turn it around and then
especially,
you just make the choice and they don't see it.
And especially if it's a service like they're just taking your order, like you said.
Yeah.
I may not tip depending on if it's like one of those sort of prepackaged things where all they have to do is turn around and grab a prepackaged sandwich and give it to you.
Or even if they're not the ones even serving you the food, they're just doing the The beep, beep, beep. There you go. Take your money.
And I understand.
Because that's several places I've been now that are doing that, and I'm afraid not to tip.
I know. And I understand that a lot of times those tips are shared. And so it goes to everybody, not just the person that's taking your order. So it's not necessarily the person that's taking your order that's getting the tip. It's everyone from the people who are preparing the food to, bussing the tables and all that stuff. So, anyways, I don't know. I think 20% is fine, and I don't think you did anything wrong. And, 20% is kind of standard right now. But I, like you said, I've seen, the percentages start at 20% and go up to like 30% on certain services and goods and food services. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Jessica agrees. I think 20% is fine, especially knowing the masseuse is independent, doesn't work for a large corporation because they get a lot more of that profit from the $110, charge.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, 20% should be fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck to you. And thanks for reaching out, Lindsay.